This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Like Egyptian pharaohs, Chinese rulers from the Han Dynasty had elaborate preparations for the afterlife, including tombs that included every possible thing they may need in the next world. Artifacts from one such burial can be seen in the Tomb Treasures exhibit currently at the museum. The exhibit not only contains a collection of precious jade and everyday essentials, but also symbolic musicians and dancers, and the actual set of bronze bells that the emperor asked to have buried with him. We can see those bells today, but can we hear them? KLW's Stephen Short has the answer.
The musicians you hear now have a unique task. They're practicing music on a series of bronze bells. Nothing too unusual there. The unusual part is that these bells have not made music for over 2,000 years. The bells are arranged small to large and hang from a carved wooden frame.
And they're played with mallets.
Allison Wyckoff is manager of public programs at the Asian Art Museum, where visitors can see these ancient artifacts.
And the musicians that we're working with from Pet the Tiger and Gamelan and Sanal have made mallets to play specifically on these bells.
I think there are 14 bells in this set.
Yes.
Do you have any idea what they weigh?
They're very heavy.
Allison mentioned new mallets. Well, David Samus, part of the group called Pet the Tiger, says that was just the start of it.
My understanding is that we have no idea what these bells originally sounded like. We don't have any of the wooden frames. All that we have left is the bronze that survived.
But to tell the truth, even those original bronze bells aren't heard in the public performances.
Yeah, these are physical bronze replicas made by the museum in Nanjing, China, that it is loaning this collection to the Asian Art Museum. But I don't think they want the public playing on the 2,000-year-old instruments.
Well, that's understandable, but you're a trained musician. Do you want to play on the ancient instruments?
I would love to. Would love to get my paws on those beautiful old bells.
And since the emperor's playlist of favorite tunes has also been lost to the ages, Samus says,
we'll be performing a suite of different pieces composed mostly by members of the ensemble. There'll be some relatively straightforward pieces for the bells written by Gamelan and Sanal members.
It's not all easy listening, however. Take this piece called Dragon of Music, for example.
Which features a large sonic painting and has a kind of textural sense. It sounds a little like you're wandering around the unconscious alleys in the back mind of Buddhism.
There are three themes in the Tomb Treasures exhibit: everlasting happiness without end, eternal life without limit, and enduring remembrance without fail. Does music fit into any of those categories? Allison Wyckoff of the Asian Art Museum thinks so, but especially the last one, enduring remembrance without fail.
This is reviving an ancient tradition, so I think it's very apropos to use that quote as a touchstone, or that theme as a touchstone.
Symbolic statuettes of musicians and dancers were also included in the tomb to contribute to the emperor's everlasting happiness without end. And that made me wonder.
You know the concept desert island discs, where they ask people if they were out on a desert island, what music would they take with
yes.
them? I wonder if the emperor or the king had to do that with this group.
Right. Probably. And I think that the answer was, I'll take everything that I can. I have the power and the wealth to do that, so I'm just going to take it all.
Just as there are three themes to the exhibit, only three performances were scheduled for the bells. Two of those have already passed into eternity. The final one is May 21st. After that, you'll have to travel to Nanjing, China to hear them. At the Asian Art Museum in San Francisco, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.